Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, May 18th, 2012. Well, hey, it is also Facebook Friday. That is the big deal of the day, right? And this is the second time I tried to record it because the first time I was just mumbling my words. Crazy. Anyways, all Facebook all day long. NASDAQ had some trouble filling orders and actually even reporting on the orders, right? From what I can see, the stock has ranged from 38 to 45, although I don't remember it being at 45. I've been watching all day long. Anyways, and I actually tried to play Facebook today, and I didn't do so well. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. So anyways, the rest of the market's selling off today, right? Right. So what's the reason du jour? Facebook. You know, a lot of folks thought that Facebook was going to have a lot better day than it's having. You know, before it opened, it was like, is this thing going to price at $60, at $80? You know, what's the opening tick going to be? And it was, I think, around 43, 42, 43, something like that. And, you know, the IPO price was 38. So it's going to be seen as a success. As I speak right now, let me get a real-time quote here. Real-time quote. Not that it matters. $40.02. So really, if it opened up at 38, it's up $2. But that's not really the story, right? Because a lot of people bought it higher, including myself. But we'll talk about that in a second. Again, a second. I'm going to tease it. The suspense is building. Anyways, the rest of the market's selling off today. Facebook gets the blame because it's a little bit more lackluster. And but the market, the TV news. See, I've been watching Bloomberg. I don't watch CNBC anymore or Fox. I really like Bloomberg. Anyways, they've been saying that Facebook is kind of a one-day diversion from the rest of the market, and at least it is on a news reporting basis, right? But if you take a look at you know, the headlines, you know, you see the other things going on. I mean, stocks are selling off. And it's not like the market trend changed today or even stopped today. It's continuing to go in the same direction it's been going, which is down. You know, Spain and Greece, they're the reasons. France is communist. You know, that's a reason. And if you think about it, maybe even folks are worried about the U.S. deficit. You know, we're spending, you know, whatever trillions per year that we don't have and piling on to the national debt, which is getting close to $16 trillion. You know, maybe folks are starting to wonder how long can we keep it up. And maybe people are wondering if we're heading into another recession. And it's not just the federal government that's in trouble, right? It's all the state governments. California, you know, California has a $16 billion deficit. And, you know, they want to raise taxes and still increase spending on schools. And the more they spend on schools, the worse things get. California is the 48th out of 50 states in education, and we spend a lot of money. Although people will show you all kinds of metrics, you know, per student spending is the least or average, or they got all kinds of ways to break it down. But we spend a lot of money on administration here too, right? Anyways, hey, if the Dow finishes down today, it will be the worst 13 session performance since October 1974. Really? So, emotions in motion, what's on the slope of hope today? Well, it kind of started out Facebook, especially with, you know, since it is the biggest IPO since Google, at least that's what we're being told, you know, we were getting comments that it might quote at $60 a share, $80 a share, but that didn't happen, right? What's on the wall of worry today? Well, also Facebook, because it didn't price at $60 a share. It actually priced around 42, 43, and it went back to the IPO price of 38, and now it's around 40. And actually, it's 39.50. You know, you talk for a couple seconds, and it changes real quickly. But anyways, it's been all over the place. Spain, Greece, U.S., France, a lot of stuff on the wall of worry. So, you know, there you go. So as I speak, everything is down. NASDAQ is now down 25. S&P down over 8. S&P 500 is under 1,300. It's 1,296 as I speak. It just seems like the other day when I was talking, it was down 1,400, right? The Dow down over 60, 12,382. But gold's up 14 ticks, 14 bones to 1,589. Meanwhile, remember the other day I talked about the RSI 2 and how when the RSI 2 gets below 1, the market has a really good one-day, one-week track record. That hasn't been the case this week, right? It's still down. The last I checked, the RSI 2 on the QQQ 0.02. I've never seen it that low. Man, it has been under one for a while now. Shares of Apple, as I speak, $533, up a little bit, up $3 today. So there you go. Maybe that's helping helping things. Imagine if Apple was down today. So my portfolio, no changes in my overall allocation. I still have a lot of cash on the sideline, selling May, and some low beta holdings. But today I decided to put a little bit of cash to work in some Facebook. And what I did is I put an IPO, I put a limit order in on the IPO at it was going to open up at 43, so I went a few bucks under that. And it took a long time to even figure out if my order was filled. And finally it was, but by the time I found out it was filled, Facebook was printing at 38, so I was already down a couple bucks, right? So I waited, well, I waited for a bounce. I didn't know if it was going to bounce or not. They started talking on Bloomberg that if the shorts could have at it, and apparently the shorts can't have at it today, but they were saying they would be selling this thing down to the 20s. And I thought, you know, maybe I should just bail and consider it a loss. So I waited. Actually, I got a little bit of a bounce up around 39. So what I lose, probably a buck, probably a little over a buck. No big deal. But, that's the way it goes. Kind of hard to play. As a matter of fact, right down, looks right about now at 39 and change is about where I sold it. So I don't know. It's crazy. Probably shouldn't have played it. Probably should have just stayed in bed, right? Or like I put on Twitter last night, the best way to play Facebook, turn off the computer, turn off the TV, and go see the movie Battleship. And take a look next week and see what's going on. But I didn't do it. I couldn't resist either. Other companies in the news. I don't have too much other news I'm going to talk about today, but one is Pfizer. Kind of an interesting comment out on them is that they're recalling 650,000 bottles of Advil. Why? Because the pills could possibly emit a strong odor. Yeah, a strong odor from Advil. You know, that's strange. That is just strange. They said no safety concerns were noted with the recall, but still, my pills smell funny. Yeah, I wouldn't take them either. Coffee sellers, Starbucks, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, Pete's Coffee. Have you heard the latest? They're actually up a little bit today, or at least last I looked. Because of the finding published in the New England Journal of Medicine saying that coffee drinkers without pre-existing conditions live longer than non-drinkers of the beverage. It's a 10-year study, also backed up by a scientific analysis of the seemingly positive effects of coffee on the risk of diabetes. So there you go, drink coffee. I've been drinking iced coffee lately. I got one of those K-cup makers, and I make myself a couple big cups, big glasses full of iced coffee every day. So please don't tell me it's hot coffee that you get the benefits from. On this day in history, 1980, Mount St. Helens blew its top in Washington. 60 people died. Remember that? I remember like 10 years later, actually 20 years later, with the Mount St. Helens cam when they were watching the top of it for more signs of activity. Anyways, 1983, Senate revises immigration law, giving millions of illegal aliens legal status under an amnesty program. Deja vu all over again. They're kind of talking about doing something like that again, right? 1998, U.S. versus Microsoft, the United States Department of Justice and 20 states file an antitrust case against Microsoft. In 1998, that was about the time where Microsoft seemed to run out of gas, right? And anyways, that was a big deal. Today's birthdays, didn't see too many. Well, there were a lot, but I didn't see too many people I knew. Vince Young, American football player. He was born in 1983. And Don Martin, American cartoonist, 1931. He was actually died in 19 or actually in 2000. But I saw his name on the list and I kind of chuckled because I used to love Mad Magazine and his cartoons. He was a funny guy, so. Anyways, that's it. So, anyways, hey, thanks for listening. You can always subscribe in iTunes under the user MuckDog. Actually, just search for MuckDog and you will find it. Also, audioboo.fm/MuckDog or at the blog, themoneygoround.com in the right-hand side bar. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great one. And today's music is from musicalley.com's Pod Save Music. This is Straight Out of Junior High with Tina Fey. See ya. We'll be right back.
should be my Tina Fey. We could run away if you were my Tina Fey today, today, today.